It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here on the morning shift in our 7 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Lots of football news to get to. We start with the Atlanta Falcons and Brian Davis, who has long worked in the state of Texas for the Statesman, Dallas News, a number of folks. He tweeted out that Texas left tackle Calvin Banks had a private workout with Atlanta Falcons GM Terry Fontenot and head coach Raheem Morris last week. So that was in Austin. And then, of course, noting, as he says, the Falcons pick 15th overall, which we all know.
I don't know, but what do you think? I just saw this news yesterday, and I think I retweeted, and I put, I'm sorry, what? Because on one hand, it would be shocking to me, and on so many other hands, it would not be. And I think there is a path for something like this. Obviously, there would be a path for something like this to happen. And, you know, it has to be the right situation, but I was just taking a little off base. I'll just start with that. I was sitting there going, oh, you know, safety and corner and whatever else you want to do, linebacker, defensive tackle, love Walter Nolan. He's my number one guy. And then the Calvin Banks stuff comes down, and I'm going, what? They were both in attendance for this, and it fits along the lines of what we've talked about, Bijan, well, Michael Penix.
Guess what I would ask you, do you think he's a first-round pick? Because
that's a tough one.
If you read about, and I know you've probably watched film. I have not got to watch film on Calvin Banks yet, but if you read on him and some of the scouting reports on him, he's kind of the opposite of Caleb McGarry. He's better with a speed rusher and getting out and sliding from what I've read in reports, yet he is not as good at a power rusher, and he's not as physical. Now, he's a good run blocker, and that's something that would help you. But does that make sense? Yes. What I'm saying is, so guys out there, McGarry gets beat on by speed guys. That's where McGarry struggles with it.
Yes.
A guy coming off the edge and just going by him. But he's better in the physicality of a power rusher, where Banks is the exact opposite. He's better with a speed rusher, but a guy that's going to kind of try to use some power moves on him, which, by the way,
ding,
the NFL is littered with, gives him a little more trouble.
I will say that you are probably correct. I definitely think he's a first-round pick, watching his tape. And, again, I haven't watched any of his games top to bottom and just focused on strictly him. But when you watch the upside, extremely athletic in space, which is, I'm assuming, why they love him so much. Very good on screens. Very good on climbing to the next level. And honestly, you talk about the power moves. Here's the thing when it comes to offensive linemen like Caleb McGarry. Kelvin Banks does a nice job not exposing his chest from what I saw. Carries his hands very high and carries his hands in his chest. And that's huge because when you do that, you don't expose your chest and expose yourself to the power rush. Now, could he add some strength? I'm sure. But from what I saw, definitely worthy of a top 20 pick. I just don't know if this is the place. That's the thing.
So that being said then, are you, your concern, the concerns you just expressed a moment ago, like being surprised but not surprised if they were to take him, if he is, you know, as good as you guys are talking about, right? Then maybe you shouldn't be concerned because maybe he's already going to get picked off the board.
Well,
right?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I've screamed for years, trenches, trenches, trenches. So I cannot sit here the day after, the Friday morning after the draft and be a hypocrite and say, I can't not believe they drafted an offensive lineman, especially, you know, which could be a need in the future, because it's frustrating. However, when I know Mike tweeted this and he got some, you know, some know-it-all responses for some folks, couple of people, and I was reading them and I almost responded, but then I was like, well, you know what?
You were going to respond for Mike.
I was like, well, yeah, because I I don't like any injustice, okay? I see it. It irritates me. And this, yeah, because there's a lot of self-righteous people out there who think they know more than everyone else. And to yell at a guy that played in the, you know, the offensive line in the NFL and as an All-American in college and try to mansplain to them that, you know, the Falcons might need an offensive lineman next year because Caleb McGarry's on the last year of his deal. Guess what else you need? Edge rusher. Because you got
safety.
Two this year who are on the last year of their deal.
Yeah. You know who else is in the last year of deal? Caden Ellis. Yeah, like, and that's the frustrating part for me is you talk about some of the response I got yesterday, and I think most people understood exactly what I was talking about when I said, I'm sorry, what? But I did have one particular response that said, well, it makes a lot of sense. Caleb's in the last year of his deal, and that's the blind side. And your left tackle right now, Jake, can't flip to the right side.
Okay, well, that's not true right
so
there.
That in and of itself, that is completely false. Jake Matthews would be a great right tackle, I think. I think he'd be phenomenal.
I mean, he only did it in college,
yeah.
And he was set out to be the right tackle on this team when he was a rookie,
as
right?
As a rookie, yes. Here's the problem I have with it. Let's rewind just a little bit. Okay, so Caleb McGarry does have 1 year left on his deal. Caleb McGarry is an average to below average right tackle in the NFL. He's an above average run blocker and a below average pass blocker, right? So I think those two things even out to where he is an average tackle in the NFL. All right, if you draft Kelvin Banks at 15, is he going to be able to beat out Caleb McGarry in year one? Probably not. I hate to tell people that. I hate – Caleb McGarry's been in the NFL, what, 6 years now? 5 years?
No, longer than that.
Okay, so he's probably not going to be able to beat out Caleb McGarry in year one. All right, so then you still have Caleb McGarry in the contract. You just moved Jake's money around and extended him essentially.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now you're talking about another first-round draft pick. When the window is wide open for Michael Penix Jr., you're talking about another first-round draft pick that would be sitting on the bench their rookie year.
Yeah.
That's the part I can't swallow here.
6 years for McGarry, by
well,
the way.
Well, he's about to enter his sixth year, yeah. And you know, some people even think he could be a guard, Kelvin Banks. I don't think I necessarily agree with that. And I don't think you, and I know you don't need a guard. Yeah, that's the thing. I guess what it was to me was the ridiculousness of pointing out that Caleb McGarry is on the last year of his deal, and then the just absolutely incorrectness that Jake Matthews can't play right tackle even with the Penix set up. But I just think that it's funny how we've needed something for years and years and years, and will you go sign a stopgap guy? Because that's what Leonard Floyd, I think, is. I mean, Leonard Floyd might get another year here, depending on what he does, but he's a one-year player. And Arnold McKay's in the last year of his deal, and those are your two edge guys. So I guess Braylon Trice is going to be freaking Superman in the next 3 years.
All right, let's have some fun now with some mock drafts. This is from Bill Barnwell of ESPN, and what he did was he did a mock draft with trades. So we know the Titans have the number one overall pick, and we're going to go through scenarios that all have to deal with the Falcons here. So he has the Titans trading their pick in a kind of a, I guess it's a total three-team deal here, right? So they're going to get the first and second round, or one and two, excuse me, first round, second overall pick, third round, 67th overall pick, and a 2026 second round pick from the Cleveland Browns. And then from the Falcons, with cash considerations, they will get Kirk Cousins. And then the Falcons get a 2026 seventh round pick from the Titans. The Browns getting a first, obviously the first overall pick, and a 2026 sixth round pick from the Titans, if that all made sense.
It's essentially what happened. What this is, Bill Barnwell is trying to say, would be the best case scenario in this. If the Titans were to want Kirk Cousins, is that the Falcons unload the contract and get a seventh round pick back?
That's a horrible deal for the Falcons. I think that's horrible. You got to pay 25. You still got to pay the 20. You're still being hit for $25 million because of that's what the cash considerations are, and you just give a seventh round pick. I mean, that's good for the Titans. I mean, and good for the Browns.
So,
but the Falcons don't really get anything. I think this is a terrible deal for the Falcons.
So he goes on to say, because Mike mentioned the unloading the obviously expensive contract. He said, with Cousins due $37.5 million between his 2025 base salary and 2026 bonus, the Falcons would eat $25 million to get the deal done, saving them the remaining $12.5 million. They would also get a day three pick as well. Which Barnwell said is generous.
Yeah, well, I'm not. Okay. Well, what they would, in all honesty, though, what they would probably do, Tiff, if they did this deal, is they would do the restructure, which he doesn't mention in here, but the Falcons have a clause in the Cousins contract where they can automatically do a restructure and basically give him bonus money. I'm assuming that they would do that and eat the. And then they would get $20 million freed up, which would give the Falcons money. But I just don't know. You're going to spread it out over a few years. What are you using it for? You know what? Where's? It's not like there's not a unless Trey Hendrickson's coming here. There's nothing to use it for. So I just don't like this trade. I think it makes no sense for the Falcons.
All right, let's jump to the one that I know you guys did like. So Falcons obviously have the 15th overall pick, and this is a trade with the Chargers. So in that trade, the Falcons would get a first round 22nd overall pick, a third round 86th overall pick, and a fourth round 125th pick. And then the Chargers get obviously the first round and the 15th overall pick. That's what the Falcons would be trading away. So their 15th overall pick in this year's draft.
My question to you guys is, would this, in your opinion, make it an easier pill to swallow if they were to draft Kelvin Banks in the first round? That's the first thing that popped in my head when I saw the Kelvin Banks news and this particular mocked up trade idea was, does it make it easier on you if Kelvin Banks is there at 22, which I don't think he will be. But if he was there at 22 and that's where you drafted him and you still got a third rounder and a fourth rounder back to kind of re-up some of those middle rounds.
You could get an edge in the third round with the 86 overall pick.
Second.
I'm just when you look at 15, I think there's going to be a lot of edges still on the board, probably not as many at 22. And if that's if that's what you want to do and you want to get like an Ezeraku in the second round, if he's still there because there's so much depth and then, possibly look at a third rounder for a defensive tackle, that's the only scenario trading back. And I'm assuming that that's what Terry's doing. Well, he's talking about them being over bids, but maybe that's what we're dealing with here.
What I love about it is it gives you a third round pick, which you don't have. Thank you, Matthew Judon. And an extra fourth round pick, which you don't have a fifth. I mean, essentially, you could use those two fours and move back up to the second round and get another. I think it gives you a lot of flexibility in the draft of where you could go and what you could do, not to mention you're only falling seven spots in one of the deeper trench defensive line trench drafts in recent years. And sure, you could get Kelvin Banks too. I just tell you, if you get Kelvin Banks, I'm cutting McGarry. And I'm getting that's six. I'm at $16 million you can have, because I'm pretty positive. I have to recheck, but I don't know what the cap. I don't know if there's any ramifications. This is the last year of his deal. It makes me kind of think that there might not be major cap,
like guaranteed money.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm with it. Does it make you feel any worse though that in this trade scenario that the Chargers would actually draft Kenneth Grant, the defense tackle out of Michigan? Because that's the one thing I looked at and I go, that would kind of sting a little bit.
No, it doesn't. So the dead cap for Caleb McGarry would be $2 million. He's a $16.5 million cap. It would save you $14.5 million. So if I draft Kelvin Banks, I'm a McGarry fan, but he's gone. He's not going to be on the team. That just there's no point.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Well, when we come back here on the morning shift, Yerkson Profar. Yeah, there's some bad news when it comes to the Braves' offseason acquisition. We'll discuss that when we return. We're also going in the huddle. A lot going on at the NFL owners' meetings. We will be right back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Back here on the morning shift, this hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. All right, bad news for the Braves and Yerkson Profar, who gets an 80-game ban for PED violation. This suspension has already started, and he will not be paid during that time. He also is not eligible for the postseason, should there be one for the Braves after a rough start to the season.
I tweeted this yesterday and again this morning talking to some people. I don't remember a single day that was as tough for a fan base as it was for Braves fans yesterday. Like, just top to bottom with the Lopez news, the Profar news, the loss to the Dodgers. Like, that was the whole thing. And I'm trying my best to kind of swim through it. I think a lot of people in their cars are probably doing the same thing this morning with, you know, I don't know how many people saw the end of the game last night, but you wake up and see the score, you see the hit total, you see the offensive production, you see Grant Holmes outing, the Profar news, most people already knew yesterday, the Ronaldo Lopez. Like, at what point does something good happen? That's my next question, legit, for the Braves. At what point does something good happen? It's hard to point to tonight's game and say, well, go ahead and get a win. Yeah, I mean, that's a very obvious thing, but how does the win look And I mentioned this the other day. I don't even care if they win in L.A. I'd like to see some situational hitting, which they once again failed at last night numerous times. I feel like I got bludgeoned to death yesterday with bad Braves news. Hopefully it doesn't continue any longer than this.
I don't know what to say. I saw it yesterday and I was like, oh, this ain't true, because I didn't trust the source. I even did some following up and I was like, hey.
The Profar stuff?
The original source, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like.
The original source was a guy that has been wrong from time to time, but the guy that I talked to was like, yeah, don't rule it out, though, because sometimes this is how it breaks with these situations. And then the team released it, and I was like, oh, okay, well, there you go. And then literally, like, it must have been 10 minutes later, Ronaldo Lopez goes on IL, and I was cooking. I got suckered into cooking dinner last night. I say suckered because Amy came home. She's like, I had just gotten home maybe 30 minutes before, and she came home. She's like, you want to do the spaghetti? And I was like, yeah. What time are you going to start cooking? She's like, I thought you could. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, suckered in. You have a wife full-term pregnancy right now.
I'm not cooking dinner tonight. Get out of here.
Normally when Amy and I do, like, when we buy ingredients, it means we're cooking. And she had bought ingredients the day before.
It means she should go sit down and put her feet up, and you should get in the kitchen.
I did go in the kitchen. Look, I love cooking. I have no problem with cooking. I just didn't want to cook last night because I had I had meetings all day yesterday. And so
meetings compared to carrying a child for 9 months.
Well, I mean,
just giving you a hard time.
Hey, I had to support her the whole 9 months. So anyways, I kid. But so I was sitting there reading it, and I was like, and I couldn't say anything because she was actually on a meeting when she got home, and so she was in the table, and I wanted to scream obscenities, and I couldn't. So I just muttered. And then kept cooking, and then I saw the Lopez stuff, and I was like, "You gotta be kidding me!" I tell you, I started muttering more, and I just couldn't believe it. I was blown away. I cannot believe how bad the start of the season's bad, and I feel terrible as a fan. I'm upset about it more than anything because in a couple of days we're gonna celebrate the home opener, and it's always supposed to be an exciting day, and we might be 0-7 without two key players. Oh, by the way, add two more to the list now. So you could roll in here 0-7 without four guys that you need. And it just, when does the sun start shining for this team? I mean, when do the clouds clear and you get a little sunshine? Because right now it is darkness.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing is when you look at the entire situation, how many times last year during the Braves season we used the term snake bit? This team's snake bit, man. Can't stay healthy. We talked about Chipper Jones last week saying, hey, let's not worry about World Series to bust. Let's worry about staying healthy for 162 games. That's essentially what happened to Yerkes and Profar is an injury. And it might be even worse than that when you consider you're not even sure who you just paid money to. You're not even sure which version of the baseball player you just gave a contract to. So it could be worse than that. And look, I'm going to try to, in the coming hours and days, kind of, turn the page and hope for the best news that a Ronaldo Lopez situation. Maybe he takes just a month off to try to get his arm back in a good spot. But the Profar news is just something that on so many different fronts is so tough to deal with, man. It just, like I said, you're not sure who you paid money to. You're not sure why he had a career year in, year 11 or 12 of his career. And you're still due money to him. And even when he comes back, what kind of player is he going to be for this team? Hopefully hopefully Ronnie's in the middle of a, MVP campaign and, Profar can jumpstart this offense. They can move pieces around and it's embarrassment of riches come, August. But I'm not going to hold my breath at this point.
And I think it's important to stay optimistic. There's a really good chance this team gets red hot when Strider comes back and Acuna comes back and they, the pitching really starts to take form and maybe you get Kimbrel up here and he can give you some much needed bullpen innings. But right now it just looks really bleak and it just doesn't. It's not that news with Profar didn't get any better because what was the most that honestly the thing I was most excited about was the fact that I know we're without Ronnie to start the season, but hey, man, we got Profar, and he's going to fill in, and he's going to be a good bat, and maybe Harris is going to pop. Yep. No, maybe not.
Well, speaking of swing and a miss, let's get some NFL headlines. I say swing and a miss because those were the words of Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam. And at the NFL owners meetings, and I'm reading a tweet from Mary Kay Cabot, Haslam says the team is still recovering from a big swing and a miss on Deshaun Watson, and to hold me and D, owners of the team, accountable for Watson, who is still on this team, by the way.
So. Dang. And that's the crazy part about this entire thing is it's not like you don't still owe him a ton of money, and it's not like he's not still part of this team. And it's the interesting part of it is, will you rely on him at any point in the near future to play quarterback, right? I mean, that's
doesn't
the
sound like
it. Doesn't sound like it, but, you're in a situation where you might have to. And I think that as Falcons fans, your ears kind of perk up when you hear this news, but still – more dominoes, I guess, than we originally, thought were going to be left to fall on the quarterback market.
Let me read the full quote here, because if you're Watson and you're hearing this, like, what are you thinking?
You're drying your tears with Benjamins. Like, you're not worried
right?
about it.
Well, that's true. Haslam says, we took a big swing and a miss with Deshaun. We thought we had a quarterback. We didn't. And we gave up a lot of our draft picks to get him. So we've got to dig ourselves out of that hole. It was an entire organization decision. And it ends with D and I. So hold us accountable.
Okay, cool. Well, what does that mean for me as a Browns fan? Nothing other than that maybe you actually are. Maybe this is the telltale sign or this the admin saying, "Man, we're going to get a quarterback this cycle." Whether it's in the draft, whether it's we kidnap Kirk Cousins because that's the only way we're going to get him here because we're not willing to pay for what the Falcons are going to take for him.
Is this the first time that they, because we know about the long list of quarterbacks. You've seen the Browns jerseys where the back of the jersey has the name crossed out because they're onto a new quarterback. I just can't remember. Is this the first time he's come out and said, we made a mistake? I made a mistake.
Yeah, and you got to remember, I would say at least half to a little bit more than half are not of those quarterback names.
Are not all.
Are
yes.
not Haslam's. They're not his hit list, but. Yeah, you had Baker Mayfield, and I think you did him wrong, honestly. And now you swung for Deshaun Watson, and all he did was take all your guaranteed money. It's been I've been not a huge fan of Haslam, but I do applaud him for saying, yeah, we screwed it up. I mean, it may be a little too late, but at least he admitted that they screwed up. But you can't blame them for trying. They tried, but I mean, boy, they screwed it up. And that's not the first thing they've screwed up in Cleveland. They screw up a lot there.
All right. When we come back here on the morning shift, we'll get you to a mic'd up.
Yeah, we're going to do a mic'd up. Look, man, do you like football? Do you like food? Are you going to be anywhere near Conway, South Carolina this fall? Well, if so, then I got news for you. All right, stick with us here. It's the morning shift. Mic'd up. Coming up, Sports Radio 92 on the game.
We are back here on the morning shift, and there is a private workout that went on in Austin, Texas. Don't know if you knew about this.
Tell us about it.
So, according to Brian Davis, who has long worked in Texas and covered the Longhorns, he tweeted out that Texas left tackle Kelvin Banks had a private workout with Atlanta Falcons GM Terry Fontenot and head coach Raheem Morris in attendance late last week, and this was held in Austin.
My question to you guys is, on a scale from 1 to 10, how upset are you going to be if they take an offensive player at 15?
And that is a great question, but I'll let you answer, because we're going to do that for the wake-up call, too. Go ahead and plant that seed right now, so you can go ahead and call in, whatever you want to do. How upset would you be, or would you not be upset, if the Falcons took a left tackle in the draft?
It's I'm going to say I'm going to give it a solid 7. I'm going to give it a solid 7.
And upsetness?
Yes. I'm going to give it a solid 7 of how upset I would be if they took another offensive player at 15 overall. Just simply from the fact that you mentioned you're letting go of Caleb McGarry if they were to draft an offensive tackle at 15. I have to agree with you, but I'm not. There's no guarantee that any pick coming out of the draft is just going to be ready to go in and play right tackle. So it would leave me questioning a lot of things. But they're not calling my bluff, right? I think when you look at this, I have to take it seriously. If there's reports out there that Raheem and Terry were there, like I consider this to be serious, involvement when it comes to taking a tackle at 15. I'm so curious about the game plan here.
Wasn't Kelvin Banks the one that missed the SEC championship game?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to be happy, but I'm also not going to be angry. I'm not going to come in here with my hair on fire because it's not like they took a wide receiver. but here's the thing. Let me throw it back. Let me bounce the ball back on your side of the court. Let me volley it back over there. Let's have a little rally here. What would you be more upset if they got a cornerback or a left tackle or a right tackle or a tackle, an offensive tackle? What would bother you more? Because I think that there's part of this fan base that would be more upset about a cornerback than they would another tackle coming here.
I would say my upset of having a cornerback would be a 5 on a scale from 1 to 10. How upset would I be? I think you need edge rusher. I think you need safety. I would not be opposed to a linebacker. Like I said, Divine Diablo, we don't really know. Caden Ellis, last year of his deal. JD Bertrand, there's some upside there, but you're not relying on him. Nate Lamon's not here anymore. So am I irate if they draft a corner? No, not at all. Am I a 10 out of 10 if they draft a tackle? No. But I still look at it and go, okay, well, what's the next move? Because to me, it all has to come under the same umbrella. What have you done in free agency? What have you done? You know, what are you looking at in terms of the picks after that? Not having picks after that. There's just still so many holes defensively that I think you look at and wonder, you know, who actually is going to fill in there long term, who you can develop. Like I said, I'm a 7 out of 10. If Kelvin Banks is picked at 15, I'm going to be like, really? Wow. That's pretty crazy.
We talked about the mock drafts, right? So if they were to make a trade and somehow get some more picks in this year's draft, would that be okay then if they did take a left tackle?
Okay. Sure. If you did the one that we talked about earlier, Tiff, that you mentioned with the Chargers, let's just say where you drop back, they traded, you swapped ones, so they got your 15th, you got their 22nd. That's a swap, that's all it is. And then you picked up their third and their fourth round picks, which would be the 86th and the 125th overall pick in the draft. You can draft Kelvin Banks twice for all I care.
That's the thing is, I think trading back by 7 picks and picking up a third and fourth rounder is best case scenario for Falcons in the draft.
Well, because you can load up, Mike.
Yes.
I mean.
And it's not like we've sat here and we've tossed around James Pierce, Ezeraku, Mike Green, Shamar Stewart. Like, I mean, the Scorton, the list goes on. And we've tossed all those guys around. Who's better? Who's not better? You can talk to any draft expert and every single one of them probably has one of those guys at the top of their list. So you're telling me going back 7 picks that we're losing out on some kind of generational player? I don't think so. So that's kind of where I'm at. Trade back if you can. I think that's the best case scenario for the Falcons. I don't believe it'll happen.
You don't. That's where people get out. They get outside of themselves because the whole generational player, you just don't 100% know. I mean, how many people thought Aaron Donald, when he was drafted at, 14 or 15th in the draft that year, how many people actually thought he was going to be a generational player? How many people?
The team that drafted?
Well, no, they didn't think generational. They thought we were getting a good player. You don't know when. I mean, you hope. I think you hope. You
yeah.
always hope, Tiff. You're
or you
right.
Look at the potential, and that's what you go on. That's what all these teams go on.
It's just such an inexact science.
The Texans fans booed J.J. Watt, and they were murdered when they drafted J.J. Watt by local media, everybody. Oh, this dude from Wisconsin, they think this guy's – and then J.J. Watt is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. How about Pat Mahomes? Remember when Pat Mahomes was drafted?
Yeah, they traded up. Yeah, they traded up.
It's like, what? What are we doing?
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Well, the 20s or whatever is not the same as drafting in the top 10.
No, they no.
Was it 10 overall?
They if I'm not mistaken, they were like 19th or 20th, and they traded up to like 11 or 10 or something to get Patrick Mahomes.
They were not happy about that, that fan
base. No, well, and that's the thing. We weren't happy about Bijan, and I especially wasn't happy about Bijan or Michael Penix, but guess what? They look like the right picks now.
So, since we brought up Bill Barnwell's mock draft, the one that we didn't get to was the deal with the Dallas Cowboys. And to run this through real quick, it's a three-team trade with the Cowboys and Browns. You have the Cowboys getting a first-round, second overall pick from the Browns, and then getting the Falcons' first-round, 15th overall pick, and then also getting a 2026 third-round pick from the Falcons. The Browns getting a first-round, 12th overall pick, a fifth-round, 149th overall pick, a 2026 fourth-round pick from the Cowboys, and then getting a 2026 first-round pick from the Falcons. And the Falcons, in all of that, they end up getting edge rusher Micah Parsons. This is what Barnwell has, and the reasoning is if there's any team desperate for a proven edge rusher, it's the Falcons. They played a peripheral role in my other three-way trade projection, but they're in a much more important spot here. So trading for Parsons is tough to handle, considering Atlanta's already $13 million over the salary cap, but it could move some money around as it absorbs moving on from Kirk Cousins.
Sure.
And they're they're actually 12. They got $12 million this year. They could convert the Cousins contract, to a signing bonus.
And also, if you like you said, you could save money on McGarry, and then if you were going to go first round tackle,
that's right. That's absolutely right. Well, you ain't doing that if you get Micah Parsons, but there's so and you know if the, that's what the Parsons. But by the way, if you did that and you gave up first-round picks for the next 2 years, I would extend McGarry for another year and push money down the road.
I'm going to jump in here real quick because Josh Kendall, it appears he's at the NFL owners' meetings. He just put this out on X. He said, Atlanta does feel like Cousins will show up for mandatory team workout and be a good teammate if it gets to that point. That is what Coach Raheem Morris said. The tweet goes on to say, we still feel very strongly about Kirk being our backup quarterback. We still feel very, very strongly about the human. Obviously, it's a business. And that is what Josh Kendall from The Athletic put out about what Coach Raheem Morris had to say. And I imagine this is going on at there's a coach's breakfast that goes on at the owners' meetings. You can walk up and talk to any coach sitting at their table.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin looked like he needed a towel yesterday. That poor guy, they had him at the table, and he was sweating.
Was he leaking?
He was sweating.
Oh, man, that
well,
sucks.
You know, this is a comedy of errors because he's pouring sweat. And there's some dude drooling, like literally asleep in the same interview. It was brutal.
Okay, let's stay on task here.
The games continue.
Okay.
That is. You know, I just said to Mike, I said, "Hey, Mike, let me hit the ball back to you," and then you know, now you got to figure out what you want to do with it. That's what Raheem Morris and them just did with all the things you know Cousins has done in the last couple of weeks with the. Where the agents came out and said stuff, and that Raheem
yeah,
was
not
like
showing up to off-season workouts.
And now Raheem's like, no, we know you're a great human being. You're going to do that, right?
Well, and I said at the time, you remember the conversation? It was like I'm over this agent. It's not the Kirk Cousins thing. I'm over the agent. The agent is making sure his name stays in the news cycle. I would venture to say that the agent's probably telling him not to go to the mandatory team events. He might be. He's saying, dude, like you know, like what are they going to do? Fine you. And that's the thing is that this is going to be back and forth. I know, but I mean, you're talking about a guy that's making however many millions of dollars this year. How much are they going to find him? You know, it's like I would rather go somewhere else where I can sign a 2-year extension or whatever, and you know, try some of that stuff out.
But apparently,
I'm with Raheem though. I think he's going
to
show up.
Apparently, money's been important to him his whole career because that's the number one thing that he's done is made sure he got paid.
Yeah, he's got his zeros.
So
good for him.
And I don't blame him. I'm just saying, yeah, the money is definitely important to him. So I'm not sure if he will.
How do you think he feels about the wording? Because the messaging that we got, I think that was put out by his agent, is that message put out by his agent. Some of the NFL insiders that we've talked about put this out there too, that he wants to be a starting quarterback. He wants to be somewhere where he can be a starter. Here, you have Coach Raheem Morris saying,
I want to be 6'4".
I was going to say, I'd like to have abs. You know what I mean? I'd like
I'm
to
just
have
saying,
abs.
How do you think he's feeling?
We all have wants in life, and his wants are a lot less than the rest of us by what he's being paid to just sit there.
To be disappointed. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really care what he wants. I'll be just frank about it.
It doesn't sound like Falcons do either.
I've we Well, you remember the? I know you guys probably haven't seen Goodfellas, but there's a part.
Okay, way to make a judgment.
Well, every time I mention a movie, no one's ever seen it.
I've seen it, but continue.
There's a part in the movie where they talk about going in business with the mob. And when you make a deal with them, they don't care. Blank you, pay me. Blank you, pay me. And the Falcons are like, blank you. Either you go where we send you or you sit on our bench. We don't care. We've already paid you. And that's why, I mean, Cousins' feelings really don't matter to me. And I don't know if they matter to the team right now.
Yeah. Your feelings don't matter to me today either. But you know whose feelings do matter. That is the fans of one university over in Conway, South Carolina. Teal Nation, I think they call them. If you're a fan of the Coastal Carolina, do you guys know the mascot
yes,
on top of your head?
Yes, the Chanticleers.
Chanticleers.
I had a couple of games.
Look, man, so this news comes out yesterday, and it's a good thing it came out yesterday, because if it was today, I would 100% believe it was an April Fool's joke. But they put out the news yesterday. Our fans are the heartbeat of Teal Nation. We're always looking for ways to elevate their game day experience. Excited to offer, catch this, guys. We're excited to offer free concessions this fall as a way to say thank you for the energy, passion, and support they bring to Brooks Stadium every game. Now, here's how it's going to work. All right, specialty items such as alcoholic beverages and food from the outside vendors will still cost money, but fans will be able will be permitted to acquire 4 free items per trip to the concession stand from a selection of hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, and fountain drinks. Free.
So it's
every trip.
That four items.
Four
you can
items
just keep going.
Every trip.
All right,
every
all right.
trip to the concession stand. Now, I have no idea, and it says they've partnered up with food vendor Aramark for this, and they have a plan in place. They're going to launch their Coastal Carolina Athletics app that kind of tracks how much you're getting, how often you're standing in line, and making sure that they're, you know, somebody's just not rolling up and, you know, ordering 20 things of popcorn. But nonetheless, free food at a football game feels so much next level to what Arthur Blank has done here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It almost is like, hey, can we get that too? First of all, how much do you guys love this? And second of all, what's the first order going to be of the 4 items you can get? Are you getting one of everything? Hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, and fountain drinks. I'm probably getting one of everything my first trip up.
Probably just do nachos. But have to think that it's got to be a bit – what?
But are these the crappy nachos that it's just like the cheese
sure.
on
They're
the
probably,
chips?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd take a hot dog, man.
I have to think it's got to be a bit more like efficient. Like you're not waiting for people to do payments. So it might move a little, might expedite the process of getting food, just a tad bit.
Maybe,
faster.
But I would say if it's going through an app and you're cashless at Mercedes-Benz anyway, so they're kind of doing the same thing. You probably got to walk up, scan the QR code, get your items, and move on. Maybe a little bit faster though. That's a good point.
Maybe
not backed up lines. You think you're going with the hot dog first?
I'm not going.
It's hard to mess up popcorn. I'll say that.
I'll do popcorn. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of concession stand nachos. I'm just gonna. It's just. That,
get a little chewy.
It's just that gooey, chewy cheese and stale
is
chips.
Is it real cheese even? I don't know.
No, it's just
definitely
that.
Not. It's
the
cheese.
Yeah, it's absolutely bagged cheese.
And I was being facetious.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good. I'd rather have a hot dog than that.
Just simply having free fountain drinks, though, is that's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Have something I can pour my whiskey in.
Yeah. That you snuck in your mini and your boot. Yeah.
Now, if we're doing this, couldn't you just let people bring in food from home?
Good question.
NASCAR does.
I think that they are banking on the fact that if you step in line for one of these items, you might buy something else. How about that? You know, that you might go up there and say, actually, you know what?
Though.
I want one of those double cheeseburgers also to go along with my free nachos and my free drink, the chewy nachos kind with the bag cheese. Anyways, pretty cool going on there. If you're over in South Carolina this fall, you might want to check that out.
All right. Well, when we come back here, it will be time for the wake-up call, and we already asked you and threw it out there. Would you be upset if the Falcons took a left tackle, maybe the left tackle out of Texas, who they were on hand to see his private workout in Austin late last week? You can give us a call. They've got the first round 15th overall pick, 404-726-0929, or maybe you wouldn't be upset, but you can give us your thoughts next when we return here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.